Last week, four Nova Scotia high school students were awarded for their creativity and skills at a ceremony for the Minister's Award for Creative Excellence in the Arts at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia here in Halifax. The awards included four scholarships for excellence in music, film and video, visual arts, and performing arts.
We interview these four young high school students to ask them about their awards and their experience.
Hi, my name is Michael Young. I'm in grade 12, my last week of it, actually, and I attend CERIC, Port Hawkesbury.
And Michael, tell us a little bit about your award.
Well, my award was the music for music excellence in Nova Scotia, and it was the main thing of it was I get to be mentored by Mr. Charlie Acourt, who's a very well-known musician, mostly around Cape Breton, and he's a very good player, and I just really can't wait to get more into the technical aspect that he can provide in terms of helping me. So.
And which instrument are you playing?
Guitar and a bit of singing.
And how long have you been playing for?
I'd say about 6 to 7 years. Sometimes it's even though I'm only like 18, it seems like so long that I can't even count sometimes. I remember my guitar was my first guitar I had. We got it for Christmas. And for the longest time, it just sat there until one day I just started picking it up and I kept playing. And then I got lessons and everything started from there.
Why did you pick up the guitar that Christmas? It was just randomly, or were you inspired by someone?
I just kept listening to music. I was listening to the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, and that riff. I just wanted to learn that really badly. So then I started picking at that, and then one thing led to another, and then we got lessons, and it was over from there.
And you say this is your last week of school. What are your goals after graduation? Are you going to pursue music?
Yes, I'm going up to Sydney to the NSCC up there, Marconi campus, and they just had a new music program that was put in there, and it looks very well. It'll explore almost every avenue. I'll also be taking music business, so that'll definitely help out. I definitely want to pursue a career in music as a whole, try to get into the music industry.
And I want you to tell me about the process. So how did you first hear about this opportunity, and tell me the process of applying for it?
My music teacher at school, he helps me with a lot of those things. And one day he was just like, here, I got a scholarship for you. It's a mentorship with Charlie Acourt. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll put my hand in there. And I gave it my all. And, you know, at no point was I like, I was confident, but I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get this. Absolutely. I was just kind of like pretty middle about it. And then when I got it, I was like, wow, I'm very surprised. I couldn't be happier though.
Congratulations on graduating in a week. Is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
I just think that music is starting to become very essential for me. You know, I have I have ADHD. And that definitely makes me like hyper fixated on things, whether it be bands or music or video games or stuff like that. And having the guitar with me and stuff like that, it very much helps with that.
From Prince Andrew High School and graduating grade 12 is Jayden Cutler, who won an award for excellence in film and video and received a $1,000 scholarship.
What kind of creative arts? So are you into painting, drawing, or was it graphic design?
I did like visual arts film. So yeah. Digital video.
Video. So how did you get into video?
I've had like an interest in it since I was pretty young. And then I started watching videos online and I realized I could get into that. So when I had the option to take a film course in high school, I did.
Tell me a little bit about the application process. So what film did you submit, and how did you apply for this? How did you hear about it?
My teacher recommended it to me. He said I had enough skills and he thought I could do well in it. I had to submit three pieces that I made and a little write-up about them, and then a little bit about me and my interests in film.
How was your reaction when you won? Did you kind of expect it like, oh, I did this forever, I know I'm going to get it type thing?
I was confident in my abilities, but when I submitted it, it would be a while before it was announced. And during one of my exams, my teacher announced it to the class, and I didn't even know that I won it then. So it was like a big shock to me and my friends in my class. But my parents were so proud, and they were very confident that I would win. But I was still a little nervous because there's always that chance.
And can you tell us a little bit about these three films that you did for this this project? What were they about, really?
One of them was a short horror film. One of them was a short comedy. And then one of them was a film, it was a long film noir piece. Most were about 30 seconds, but the film noir one was about 3 minutes.
Who do you look up to when it comes to filmmaking? Who are your inspirations, I guess?
I have a couple directors that and filmmakers that can be seen in my work. I'm really into Edgar Wright and Guillermo del Toro. Their films have inspired me and can be seen in my work.
This is your last year of high school. What do you plan on doing after graduation? Are you going to pursue a career in film?
Yes, I would like to. I'm going to apply to NSCC on a screen arts program.
All right, Jaden, my final question is, tell me the goal. So 10 years from now, or let's say 5 to 10 years from now, am I going to see your name in the big screen in cinemas, or what are your interests?
That's my hope. I really hope to at least get to a point where I'm filming a theatrical or at least bigger projects than I am doing right now. I'm just extremely grateful that I have won the award and I got to be interviewed for it. This was really nice. So thank you for your time.
Of course, thank you.
With an award in music, our next student is from Glace Bay High. He has been playing the clarinet for about 9 years.
My name's Ethan Walter. I'm in grade 12 and I attend Glace Bay High School. So I received the award of Minister of Excellence in Arts, in Performance Arts, sorry. And it was a scholarship based on my clarinet playing. So I submitted 3 videos of me playing my clarinet, a variety of pieces showing off different attributes of my playing, and I received the award.
And how long have you been playing the clarinet for?
I started in grade 4, so roughly around 9 years.
What made you apply for this award?
I was actually recommended it by my former band teacher, my former high school band teacher, Noelle Wadden. She's had students in the past win the award. She said I'd be a good applicant and sent me the link. And from there, it's history. I worked with my private teacher, Lori Gorman, who she helped me record and set up all the videos that I had to submit for it. And then, like I said, the rest is history.
And how have your friends and family been? Did you have the right support?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My high school has a very big, it's known for having a very sturdy band program. So though my family doesn't know a lot about music, they always pushed me into like extracurriculars and all these band involvements. They're always there supporting me 100%. So I got the ability to go into all these things.
What are your big goals? Do you hope to play for an orchestra someday?
Definitely, that would be very cool, playing with the professional groups, such as an orchestra. But after I do the degree in playing the clarinet, I want to go off into music education. So become a band teacher at probably like a high school level or a university professor.
Would you say that this is a passion of yours or just a hobby?
No, a passion. No, it's a love for it.
After graduation, Ethan plans to attend Mount Allison University in New Brunswick and pursue a bachelor in music. Our fourth high school student is Al Tran from Prince Andrew High School in Dartmouth, and he's the recipient of the Art Gallery of the Nova Scotia Award for Excellence in Visual Arts with a scholarship for $1,000. In our interview with Tran, he preferred we didn't use his audio for this clip. Tran arrived to Halifax from Vietnam only 3 years ago and has been painting for about 12 years. He said that painting is the longest thing he has been doing and that he has been drawing for as long as he can remember. He described it as being a part of him and his everyday life, and that he wouldn't know what he would do if he couldn't paint in the first place. Tran enjoys painting landscapes mostly. His inspiration and favorite artist is Japanese artist Katsushika Hokusai. Although Tran loves his home country, Vietnam,
He says there are more chances for career development here in Canada. Chan will be pursuing a Bachelor of Design at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. Congratulations to all four students on their achievements and their awards. The CKDU team wishes them the best of luck in all future endeavors. Sarah Gouda, CKDU.